Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our Friday morning practice report. Biggest news of the day, Rob Gronkowski is back on the practice field.
It is very big news, Jackie, and he wasn't out here earlier in this week, and it's been just about 4 weeks since he suffered his injury. On the injury report, the forearm and hip injury, but we know the forearm is what hurt, what he got hurt against Indianapolis.
Right.
So this is big. It shows that he's healthy enough to take part in some practice.
Right.
My guess is we're not going to see him as early as this Sunday. That would be my guess. You never know, I guess, with Rob Gronkowski, but certainly a step in the right direction for him being out here now.
Well, somebody we could see on Sunday, Deion Branch, going up against a team that he's seen before many times.
Yeah, playing with Seattle, he obviously played against San Francisco several times. They played each other twice a year. He was hurt several times. He's played them six times in his career, has scored four touchdowns. Twice he's had a 100-yard game. Like last week with Dante Stallworth, we figured, well, there's a good chance he's going to be involved in the offense because they're looking for that depth at wide receiver, third receiver. I think Branch, much like Stallworth, is going to step right in and be part of the offense. How many catches, how many targets, how many yards, touchdowns, hard to say. I think he's going to step right in and be what he was earlier, which was not a really prolific, productive receiver. His high in catches was four in the last game he played. But I think we'll see him out there and see what he can do.
Well, let's talk about a tough 49ers defense. They have one of the best secondary units in the NFL right now. What challenge is that going to be for this Patriots offense?
Well, they really have one of the best defenses, period. Front seven-wise, we've talked a lot about this week, and they are dominant really across the board. But the secondary is pretty formidable, too. And you think about the safeties. Dante Whitner, who the Patriots have faced quite a bit in his career when he was with Buffalo, and then Deshaun Goldson, who the Patriots reportedly really sought out in the offseason before he stayed with San Francisco. So I think these are some tough players. I think this is going to be their most physical game of the year. And considering it's a short week for the Patriots, I think about the Patriots' offensive line, which across the board they've held up strong, but they are banged up. It's going to be a tough matchup for them physically. And I think that's going to be a tough part.
That's been the theme all week, is how physical this team is. So we'll see. But that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.